Mic check.
Mic check. Unfocus!
Back in action!
Hello, I'm AJ Twist.
I'm T, and we're back for another episode of Unfocus.
Episode 296.
And this is the Makuhita episode.
Makuhita!
And he is the Guts Pokemon.
Okay, cool.
He's got guts. That's all you need to know about him.
He's like a little wrestler. He's like a sumo wrestler.
He's matching me. He's matching me. Is we're wearing the same colors.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, man.
I got nothing much to say about him.
The fuck is he?
He's like a little sumo boxing dude. He's like half boxer, half sumo.
This fucking trips me
out. He's a fighting type.
This trips me out when they're supposed to like be people, but not really. Mm. That shit's fucking weird, bro. I don't like that. Like Hitmonchan, Hitmonlee, like I don't like that shit, bro. That's just really fucking creepy.
They're part of the humanoid A group, so.
Yeah, that's fucking terrifying.
All right, well.
To know that a Hitmonlee could just walk up on you.
Bro, but what about freaking Mr. Mime?
Yeah, huh? I mean, but, you know, at least he's like, well, that raises a lot of questions. Why is he based off a clown? Do they have clowns in Pokemon?
No.
Yeah, right?
He's like the only one. He's barely a clown. That's what they need now. They need a fucking clown Pokemon. Like a jack-in-the-box
right,
type of thing.
He's a mime, and I'm sure that like clowns would probably be a little offended if we said they were the same thing.
No. Yeah. Whereas, what?
There's circuses,
aren't there? I don't know. Are there?
I guess. I think there is an episode or two with the circus.
Yeah, there is.
Looking weird. Okay, yeah, you know, this is Unfocus where we ask the hard questions, and we usually start off telling you guys about our Unfocus weeks and what we've been doing. AJ, Unfocus week, what you got, man?
Also, don't forget we're live on twitch.tv/closing28.
Oh yeah, before
you
that,
you can get more hard hitting questions right before the show.
Yeah. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at Unfocus Podcast, at Unfocus28.
Yeah.
We're also on Apple Music. I'm sorry, Apple Podcast. We're also on Stitcher,
Spotify.
Yeah.
Subscribe to us on Twitch or follow us. And YouTube.com/Focus Podcast.
And email us on focuspodcast@gmail.com if you have questions or things you want us to talk about.
All right.
Let's do it.
So my Unfocus week, what I've been up to, I watched another Slayers. I watched Slayers Great. One of the OVAs that we have. It's only like an hour long. It's like one big episode. It kind of dragged on a tiny bit in it, but it was interesting. It was just fun. There was nothing special about it. It was like a... had to do with Naga and Lena coming upon a town with golems. There's a golem maker there and all that.
Oh, shit.
And then they get golems made out of them. So it was kind of crazy.
Oh no, like clones? Like
just about, yeah. But it was kind of funny how they came out, just because there was two different artists making two different golems with two different ideas. So it was crazy. It was funny.
It sounds very Slayers. Yeah. Let me say, even I know it's not our crew that we're used to, but it sounds very Slayers.
It is. No, a lot of these episodes, a lot of these OVAs have been very Slayers, just with a different character involved. You know, it's just Lena and Naga. They're a pretty good dynamic team there.
It makes sense. Lena seems to like alternate her team all the time. Like if you think about it, like in the grand scheme of it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's how she works good with teams. And then you know there's golem talk in there, and then we've seen golems before, so it's just kind of seen to see that go a little bit beyond what we've seen before. Nothing crazy to report in there. It was just an interesting little movie. Nothing special that I caught this time. But watch that, and I'm going to truck along through the rest. We play some Soul Right. I did some Shang Wah this week in Soul, fighting
good.
For the hammer. I was surprised. I haven't played like in 2 weeks, right? And I remember like there's certain like moves and like chains that I want to do, but I forget to do them. Like later on, I was like, oh yeah, I want to try this new move and this new thing out, right? And then I get stuck in like
patterns,
right?
Yeah, that's my problem too sometimes.
Not fighting for 2 weeks, I kind of dropped some of my patterns, and I was like focusing on the new shit I wanted to work on. Like, oh yeah, I want to fucking work with this new move and all that. And that's what happened to my Shang Wah this week. It's like I remember shit that I wanted to work with, and I dropped some patterns a little bit, and I was just trying to like learn my new shit that I've been wanting to work on, like those counters and all that.
Yeah.
And then my last match, I was smart, but like it didn't fail through. I had one more round with Drew to reset the bracket with him, and I got aggressive with him at the end, which he didn't like, you know, he didn't see that coming. And then I just got the wrong angle, and he rung me out, and I was like, fuck, I was so close too. Oh man, that was a good match though. So, but that happened. I was just kind of just pondering on that last match. So I was like, that was good techniques. I need to go into the lab someday. That's what I really got to do with Soul.
Should we go right now? Turn the podcast off.
Also, last week after the show, I don't think we talked about it before the show. I think it was after the show. But last week, DJ and Wags were here, right? Mm-hmm. Not DJ Wags. DJ and Wags were here. And we, Wags has been trying to get me into Magic the Gathering for months now. Ever since he got into it like a year or two ago, he's been trying to get me into it, but I just not that interested in getting into the game. I think he even went as far as making me a deck with all the cards he's gathered. And I'm just like, nah, I don't want to get into it. He got Danny into it. Danny enjoys it.
Yeah. Danny's all into it.
Yeah. So he's been playing matches with him and all that, but I'm just not that interested. Like, yeah. And then there's such a huge, like, range of cards that exist already. Such a legacy, right?
Yeah, I don't like that. That's intimidating as fuck. I know that it doesn't matter because there's, like, new updates and, like, less things that matter from the old days. But still, it's like something about it is, like, I want to look through all the cards and see what the best ones are. And I'm not going to be able to do that with Magic because there's so many fucking cards.
I mean, you probably could do it, but it's just going to be consuming. It's like, I can't, like, randomly, like, oh, I remember that one card. You know, like, Yu-Gi-Oh, we could do that, right? Because we've been there since the beginning.
Yeah, we know how that works already. Like,
yeah, so even if we got back into Yu-Gi-Oh, I don't think it would be that crazy because we can definitely just reference old shit and just try to adapt with new shit. But we have that foundation already, like, you know, cemented there.
Yeah.
And I don't have that with Magic. So that's why I'm just not ready for it. But I asked him about, like, yo, Wex, I saw these Digimon cards. Digimon's coming back, right? What do you think about that? He's like, oh, yeah, it looks pretty cool. I'm like, let's look it up. So the three of us looked it up, and we watched a couple of How to Plays. And the How to Plays seems pretty interesting.
Like, easy, like, or complicated?
A little bit of both. They have this system on there. Oh, what's it called? It's called Memory. You know when you, like, you know, in some games you use energy to bring forth cards and all that
energy or mana
or something like that. Right. This one has what they call memory, and across the board you have a count from 0 to 10 on one way, and then it gets to the middle where 0 is, and it goes 1 to 10 the other way, but only your opponent sees it, right?
Okay.
So you see 1 to 10 from left to right on one side, your opponent sees the same thing, but you guys have the same 0. And what you do is when you like summon something, you gotta charge memory. And if you have memory already positive on your side, then you lose memory and it drops down to 0 eventually, right?
Right.
So let's say you had like 5 memory on your side and you summon something that was 6, you know, like costs 6 memory, then your memory drops down to 0, but then it goes to 1, which is positive for your opponent. And then your turn ends, and now your opponent has 1 memory to him. And if he gains memory somehow, then he can summon something. But if you over summon something or over pays for something, then it goes negative for him, which is positive for you. And then his turn ends, and then you get your turn, and then you have extra, you know, memory to use. So it was just an interesting system.
It sounds like it's more like Pokemon than it is like Yu-Gi-Oh, huh?
No, not even. I don't even think it's similar to either one, really. It's just a system. It kind of prevents you from over-summoning. You know, like in Yu-Gi-Oh, you can just fucking start summoning like crazy because of all these special effects
like chains
and all that. I don't feel like you could do that in Digimon. Maybe you can in some way, but from like the baseline steps that
it'd be real hard.
It'd be like, really hard, yeah. So I think Will's kind of pointing out, like, yeah, that seems to balance the game in some way, so you can't over summon or, you know, do too much on one turn. That this system kind of, you know, when you overdo something, then you're giving more power to your opponent, you know. So, or if they overdo something, then you get more power to you that you can work with. But, you know, eventually you'll have to end at some point if you overdo it. So, so that was an interesting system to try out. So we went looking up decks and all that, got some information on them. And right now, currently, I guess it's not currently anymore, but right now there's 3 starter decks. There's a TK deck, there's a Matt deck, and a Tai deck.
For those that don't know, that's a...
Those are the anime characters.
Wait, you said TK, which is Agumon, Matt, which is Gabumon, and TK is the blue one of...
TK is Patamon.
Oh, TK is Patamon. Yeah. Okay, Patamon, that's right.
Yeah. So those are the 3 starter decks that exist right now. And then there's a booster set called 1.0. And I went to a card shop to look for these, and like the MSRP, the original price should be $10 for these starter decks. Everyone's selling them for like $35 right now. You go to eBay, you go to Amazon, $35. These card shops, some of them have them for $35. And Will's like, you know, I call this one shop I go to, Emerald Knights, and they have them for $15. I was like, oh, that sounds cool.
What the fuck?
$15 sounds good, but they're sold out. It's like, fuck.
Motherfuckers are killing on the upcharge, huh? $35.
Yeah, fuck for real.
That's why you guys are making a big deal out of waiting for it.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. And but that one spot has it for 15. So I was like, that sounds pretty good. If it's going to be up price anything, 15 sounds good. 20, I will say, is my max, you know, if I'm really that desperate. I found this one store, had them for 35, and I was talking to him about it a little bit. He's like, yeah, like these sets right now are going out, and there's going to be new starter sets coming out pretty soon. I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. That's good information. So I told Will that. He looked it up, and he knows that, okay, he's looking, he's waiting, he's going to wait on the starter deck now because he saw something else that he liked. I went to, where did I go today? I was in Northridge today. There's a spot, you know where the Earth 2 is in Northridge?
Yeah, yeah. Right there on Reseda.
Across the street from that, there's another little comic store.
What?
Called Enjoy. Letter N, what? Joy. Yeah.
There's another one there?
There's another one right across the street.
I don't fuck with that Earth 2 anymore.
No?
No, I got mad at them because they I ordered something from them.
Yeah.
And I kept like asking them for it. For like, you know when the orders come in, you're like, oh, we don't know. And then I was like, man, fuck this shit. And I just bought it. And then like, I didn't, and then like literally like 3 months later, they called me, like, oh, that order is in for you. I'm like, oh, I mean, I already got it now at this point. Yeah, and they were like, they gave me shit about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, I was calling you guys every week to ask you where my order is at. And you guys acted like it didn't really matter that much. Like, but you can't give me shit about that. And they're like, oh, well, if we make an order for you, you kind of have to pick it up. I'm like, I don't have to do anything. I was like, so now me and Earth 2 got beef a little bit, you know? Like,
okay.
So I'm going to have to go to Enjoy just to hype them up a little bit, you know?
Yeah. It's an interesting stuff because it's not only comics in there, though. They also have like a whole line of like cards in there.
Are they like a Toy Mandala kind of place?
Almost. They have a huge range of comics though that are in there though for sure though, like the whole wall is just filled with it for sure from corner to corner, but the other wall though is full of just, you know, cards and like just other like random little things too. But yeah, it was a pretty cool shop, and in there I found Digimon cards, and they had the starter decks in there for $18. I'm like, 18's fine.
That's a good number.
So I picked up TK. Like how he wanted. This is one I want for sure.
Why is he a kid? I mean, yeah, they look younger than they normally do.
Yeah, right. This is probably from like the new series or some shit. I don't know why they look so young. Also got Matt as well for whoever might want it, whether it be Danny or Will. I don't think Will wants it. Or if you're interested in playing with us, T, you know.
Yeah, I want to play a Digimon number.
If DJ's not interested in it, because I know he said he wanted one of them for sure. I'm not sure.
I would want Matt.
You would want Matt?
Yeah. But
yeah. I feel like he wanted TK, or not TK, a Ty. So I might let you go ahead and buy this off.
Give me that shit, bro. I'll buy that shit off you right now, bro.
And then boosters, I didn't have boosters. And we kind of want to buy a box so we can split it amongst each other. And just buying a box is just always so epic. But no one's really selling boxes. But boxes are going for like $180, and that's the high price. $90 is like what it should be for a full box. Emerald Knight was selling boxes previously. Today I told Will about my findings, and he's like, yo, Emerald Knights has some boosters in stock right now, but they're not selling boxes. I was like, all right, I'll go check them out anyways. And so I went there and I picked up 4 boosters.
Oh, shit. You haven't opened them yet?
No, I haven't opened them yet. But I got version 1.0, which is one series, and I got the new 1.5 version as well. So I picked up 2 of each. They're kind of, they're not overpriced either, because the other spot that I checked out a while back, or the other day, they had boosters for $8. I was like, nah, that doesn't sound right at all. These were like 4 something, almost $5. I'm like, that sounds even more reasonable for sure. So I picked up 2 each there. And I haven't opened them yet, so I'll check them out maybe after the show, see what's in there. Maybe we'll do like an unboxing of these boosters when we're done with the show here. Because I kind of want to do that and maybe post it and see if anyone... Because I know that's a big thing that's going on right now. People, like, doing opening of packs and all that for, like, Pokemon and all that. I don't know if people do it for Digimon or not, but if they are, I'm down to ride that train a little bit. So that's what I've been up to.
All right. And Focus Week for AJ. That was good. For me, I've been watching a lot of things and reading a lot of things. Obviously, I watched Falcon Winter Soldier, but we're going to talk about that a little... probably not too much, just briefly a little later.
I'm not even interested in talking about it because, like,
what?
Okay, I guess we'll talk about it a little bit then.
Well, we don't have to talk about it all if you don't want to. But what else? I've been reading this comic right here because my friend gave it to me months ago. Invincible.
That shit's huge, dude. That's a fucking dictionary.
Suppose this is the compendium of volume 1, you know?
What the fuck's a compendium?
Like a, what do you call it?
It's not an omnibus?
It's kind of like that.
Oh,
I think
okay.
That's what they were calling it before they started calling them omnibuses.
Okay. It's the original name.
Yeah, this is the
first... Where the fuck did omnibus even come from? that name.
I think Marvel and DC just started doing that, and then all of a sudden that was a thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Invincibles, right?
Yeah, Invincible. The interesting thing about this comic, the Amazon Prime show is out right now called Invincible.
Oh,
as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I got pretty deep into this, and, you know, I was like 5 or 6 issues in, and I was like, man, I really want to watch that first episode. I'm like, you know, let me read a little bit more just in case, you know? And I went to issue 8, and I was like, all right, I'm going to watch the first episode. There's no way I can fuck it up here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't, but literally the last thing I read is how the first episode
ends. Oh, shit.
In episode 8. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, oh, shit. Like,
damn.
So they're jumping around in the book compared to the show a lot.
Yeah? Oh,
so
okay.
It's like, it's almost a different story, the way it's framed differently. Like,
oh, okay.
There's like a super, you know, like a Teen Titans team that he meets, basically, you know? He meets them in the very beginning of this book. You don't meet them till like 2 or 3 episodes in the show. And
Then
you're like, oh, what the fuck? Like,
okay.
They just really like reframed everything. It almost feels like I'm watching something totally different than I was reading.
Mm.
Like the beat, some beats are there.
Yeah.
But like, it's almost 100% different. Like the same feel is there. It's like the best adaptation I've ever seen, probably.
Okay.
It's the same thing, but it's so different that it almost feels like it's not the same thing.
Okay.
It's hard to explain.
No, I get it. That's
but
cool.
But yeah, Invincible. Loving that and loving the show. I'm halfway through episode 2 or 3 right now, and I'm kind of trying to go slow. I got to issue 13 here.
Okay.
And my friend was like, I think from 12 you can watch all of them. I'm like, let me just read one more just in case. So I read 13 also, and like now I'm going to go back to the show and
okay,
see where it takes me. Moon Knight. My friend Chris let me borrow this. I only have 1 issue left. I'm going to read it right after this podcast. Dude, this shit's fucking wild.
Yeah.
This motherfucker crazy as shit.
Oh, yeah.
Moon Knight got problems.
So but, what's special about Moon Knight, now that you got like gotten a little deep into him now?
You know, he's like, he's almost like a slightly supernatural Batman.
Okay.
Yeah, so like, he's rich because before he was Moon Knight, he was a mercenary.
Hmm.
So, and then he was doing a job, he was hired for a job in Egypt, and the motherfuckers double-crossed him, and he got killed. And as he was dying, he was looking at the statue of this god called Khonshu or whatever, you know? It's like the god of the moon or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he fucking prays to get revenge, and then that god brings him back to life, and he has super strength.
Like, I was like, I'm down.
Yeah, yeah. The god's like, yeah, you all right. All right, cool, man. You an all-star. Do my shit for me. And then so he gives him superpowers. He becomes Moon Knight, and he fucking does his thing. But, you know, this and many other stories of Moon Knight kind of call into question whether that's really what happened or whether he's crazy. You know, like, who know? Like, they kind of made it unclear as to where he got his superpowers from now. So, like, we don't know if that story's even true. Like, he might have made that up in his head because he's kind of like, he's got some mental health issues,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So he, like, sometimes, like, you learn things about him and you just don't know if it's true.
Oh, that's
you're
crazy.
Like, oh, shit. Like, is he telling the truth about this or is this, like, is he just this smart that it looks like he has powers and shit like that? You know, I don't know, there's just things.
That's crazy.
It's pretty crazy. Like, and you, like, did he just convince himself so hard that he's convincing us too?
Yeah.
Or does he really have powers, you know? Because the rest of the superhero community kind of acknowledges him, you know?
Yeah.
So it's hard to say. But yeah, it's
that's
just real.
That's cool.
Yeah, and he deals with weird things, like very interesting things. And, you know, he's got a very Batman vibe. He usually approaches people in his fucking limo, you know? And he wears an all-white suit with a white mask, you know? And, like, fucking...
Alright, that's cool.
Yeah, and then, you know, he talks to them or does, like, the base level of the job, but if the job gets more serious from there, then he puts on his Moon Knight outfit and fucking flies out. And you just see this fucking fly, like a flying, almost like a big-ass seagull, like just a flying kite thing, and that's him fucking floating around through the city. It looks kind of creepy. Yeah, it's pretty
dope. Sounds kind of scary.
Yeah.
And then this is supposed to be, we're supposed to be getting a TV show for Moon Knight in the future?
Yeah, TV show. Okay. Done by 2 of my favorite fucking directors. They do a horror... these horror movies that are actually connected universe, which I'm assuming why Marvel got them in the first place. Most famous is one on Netflix called... most famous is the one on Netflix called... The Endless. The Endless. Love that fucking movie. These guys made that movie, and they made one with Anthony Mackie called... what is it called? Synchronic. And that was really good, too. And I feel like that's how they got into Marvel. Like,
yeah, through him.
Yeah, who knows? But, you know, that's just my, you know, my headcanon, my guess about
yeah.
how that happened. I love those guys, and they're independent. So I was so happy they fucking got a Marvel job. I'm like, you guys deserve this shit. Like, you're going to probably take off from here, you know?
That's cool. Yeah, hopefully they do.
Yeah, but yeah, and they're doing, Oscar Isaacs is playing Moon Knight. What else did I check out this week? Read more Battlestar Galactica.
No.
That was pretty cool. I'm sorry, not read. Watched more Battlestar Galactica. That's been pretty cool. And I read some of that Thor God of Thunder that Chris let me borrow. I'm like halfway through that shit. That shit's fucking epic, man. I hope the movie has something to do with that.
I just subscribed.
Shit, I gotta do that
too. Close to 28.
Yeah. Those are the main things I've been doing. Yeah, Battlestar Galactica, Invincible, and Moon Knight. I'm gonna say that's basically a little Soul Calibur, like AJ said. Oh no, I saw this movie called Promising Young Woman that's supposed to win like a bunch of awards and shit. That movie was fucking crazy. It was so good, and it had our guy McLovin in it. I haven't seen him in shit in a long time, but he was in that shit.
Oh shit!
Oh, nice.
Well, we have a hype train. Tai Chi just resubscribed with Prime.
How do you do that with Prime?
I don't. You gotta like set it up through Amazon. You gotta attach your Amazon account to your Twitch account and all that. Yeah.
Well, I see why I didn't do it yet.
But once you do it, then you could just fucking hit the subscribe button and choose subscribe with Prime.
Okay.
But wow, a train. That's cool. I wonder what happens when a train happens. One more person needs to sub, GIF, or use bits. And then what? What does the train do? I don't know what the train does.
No, I feel like I gotta do that. No, I gotta do it tonight. I'm gonna have to sign up just so we can have that.
But we only have like 3 more minutes for the train.
Fuck.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I don't know how long it takes. I don't remember. I did it like a year or two ago. Right,
so I won't be able to do it while doing this. Okay.
I don't know.
All right, let's I guess that's pretty much it for the unfocused week. Shall we jump into the podcast?
Yeah. Did you want to talk about real quick Falcon Winter Soldier?
Yeah. Fucking Zemo's dance for the win, bro. That's my favorite part of the whole episode. It was a good episode and everything.
Yeah.
I liked the whole undercover thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty dope.
Now the reason like I didn't want to talk about it too much is because there's not too much going on, and there's not too much for us to speculate on. At least for me, because like with WandaVision, like I knew about like House of M, and you know I know she's connected to mutants, and there's this whole thing that we know about her. That we know that can't be connected because of, you know, the whole X-Men thing previously. But now that that's you know, part of Marvel again, like I just know the possibilities there. I don't know anything about Winter Soldier or Falcon or Zemo. I don't know anything about these characters in this show. So I'm just kind of just enjoying the ride. Like, well, I'm not trying to predict what's going to happen. I can't speculate on things because I don't know who any of these characters are.
But there's one
and
right,
what they're about.
But there's one right in front of our face, man. Who the fuck is the power broker?
Yeah, I don't know. That's the thing. Like, I can't speculate. Like, I feel like you guys know because I feel like, oh, that's a name you guys heard before.
Well, I don't think you're like last week. I was saying that the power broker is not a person; it's a company.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, really,
but that's still not enough for me.
Well, now that that's a person that they're talking about, it's got to be somebody in the series, like or within the Marvel universe. Yeah, and, like, there's no way they're just gonna surprise us with some random person unless it's a famous actor. You know, they're not going to just, like, build all that up to bring up a random motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Tai Chi,
like,
says power broker is Mephisto. Whoa.
What? Weird. That'd be weird. I'm kind of thinking Sharon Carter could be. Zemo could be lying. And he could actually be the power broker as well. You know, he's kind of smart like that. He kind of, like, does bait and switches on people all the time, you know, as we know from Civil War.
Yeah.
Because Sharon Carter's acting kind of fucking weird.
She is weird, though, yeah.
Very suspicious. I'm surprised you're not curious about that. I'm very curious about that.
I am. Power Broker is Red Skull?
That would suck. Oh, man. That'd be funny. But yeah, it's, you know, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of cool mystery going on. Like, what's going on with this shit, you know? Like, and where did the Flag Smashers, like, start their beef with these guys? Like, you know, like, why do they know the Power Broker? Like,
yeah.
And John Walker, you know, like, they're now hunting down enhanced shit, it looks like, right?
But, so like, I mean, there's a lot of mystery, but there's not mystery that I can go and speculate on. Like, I don't know where to pull, like, my information from. Like, I don't have any references to these characters' backstories. Like, again, like, going back to, you know, WandaVision, you know, I was able to pull from House of M and just shit that I heard before and just knowing just a little bit about mutant shit and all that. And so I was able to, like, ponder there and like get excited, like, oh my god, does this mean this and that? But like here, I don't have that. Like, I don't know what to speculate about. I'm like, I don't know, scroll. that's about all as far as I can go. Sometimes.
I am wondering if Sharon's shadiness isn't that she's the power broker, if she's just a scroll. That could be it too.
Yeah, so that's kind of my thought about it. But what was cool though was the end that we got. What we got at the end though.
Yeah, that was a big ass tie-in.
Oh, and then I guess you got a little bit of foreshadowing in that. Like, was it earlier in the episode where he mentioned White Wolf?
Well, right? That was the previous episode.
That was the previous episode. Okay, so yeah, so that was your foreshadowing there too, which I thought was cool.
There was some foreshadowing in this episode because Bucky and Sam were arguing about Wakanda's stance in the whole thing, and Bucky's like, maybe they'll let it go, and he's like, Wakanda's not going to let it go. And true. I was like, oh, and then at the end of the episode, she showed up. I was like, yeah. Oh, fuck. And if anyone doesn't know who that member of Wakanda was, she's from the Dora Milaje.
Yeah.
She's the one who stepped up to Scarlet Johansson, to Black Widow, and said, move.
And that's Civil War. Yeah.
She's that
okay,
exact
that's
one.
Right, yeah.
And then she was like, how about you move? And he's like, as much as I'd love to see that fight,
yeah.
You know, like, let's not,
yeah.
Let's not do this. Yeah, I was like, that's that exact one.
That's who, yeah. I knew she's familiar. I knew who she was. I forgot, like, why, like, did I see her in the background? Like, yeah, she's in the background for sure a lot in the later movies. But that's like the main thing she did.
Yeah.
That's right. So the fact that she's out there in the open now, like the fuck was Zemo, dude? Like,
you know, and one other thing I want to point out to you is that Zemo pointed out, you know, Sokovia got cannibalized by the other countries around them, you know, by, you know, they basically got all their resources taken by all the other more powerful countries.
Mm.
And what country was really close to them,
mm-hmm.
You know, because it's like an Eastern European country, would probably be Latveria.
Yeah.
And then if you notice, there's a place the flag smashers keep going in Latvia.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that sounds like Latveria.
Yeah,
like,
that is a thing.
That's a big ass fucking thing right there. I'm like, that's
okay. All right, I can speculate now. Is it Doom? Is Doom a power broker?
No, maybe that. Maybe just the fact that like his country might be the ones who fucked up Sokovia after Age of Ultron. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's maybe he's been building this power and becoming a king this whole time slowly.
Yeah,
you know.
Okay,
The Princess Bar, that's Wolverine's fucking bar.
Oh, is it?
Madripoor. That's Wolverine's fucking bar. Oh, he always goes there. Like,
see, I don't know these things.
Yeah. That's what I'm here for, AJ. That's what I'm here for, man. Talk to me. Got you.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. So
what else do I need to know?
I think that might be it. Might be it. Nagel.
Who's Smiling Tiger?
Oh, he's actually a supervillain. He's got a weird cat suit thing going on. It's crazy. Yeah, and
that's funny.
And he's always smiling, even though he's creepy, you know. In the comics, they actually take over a Shield helicarrier, I think, and they fucking take over Madripoor or become like the strongest force in Madripoor. His gang, his group that he's with.
Oh shit!
Yeah, very interesting. But anyway, shall we jump into the news?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay.
This is the news.
Let's do it.
The news.
Cuckoo's Cuckoo suspects that Zemo took one of the super soldier serums for himself.
Here's the thing. I don't. He might have. I wouldn't put it past him. But Zemo seems to really hate superpower people.
Yeah.
I don't really think he would do that.
True.
I think if he gets his powers that he's supposed to have, it's going to be an accident.
Oh, he has powers.
In the book, in the comics, yeah, he has.
What kind of powers do you have?
Kind of comparable to Captain America, but not quite as strong.
Oh, so
he's got like
some
super strength, and like I think he doesn't have the agility, but he has like super speed and like.
Okay, so he's just like a
classic superhero cocktail. You
know?
Yeah,
it's like this is a super strong dude. All right, okay.
Yeah, and in the comics, also his mask gets melded to his face because of some fucking chemical that gets.
Ooh,
on his face.
Yeah, so some Two-Face action going.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah, you can't take that shit off, bro. Like,
that's crazy.
Part of his face.
Ah, okay, maybe that'll be a thing later on.
Yeah, I could see it happening. He's very pretty too. You know, I feel like they're gonna take that away from him.
Yeah,
they don't like the villains to look better than the heroes. You know, like,
that's funny.
But on that note. There's a new craze getting started.
Uh-oh.
Hashtag release the Zemo cut.
Oh, okay. What's this?
So everyone really, really fucking loved that dance scene. And they're like, there must be more shots. There must be more moments where them clubbing and dancing and shit. Because, you know, like, you know, when you do a scene like that, you usually take a bunch of different shit and cut it together.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, probably like half of that got on the cutting room floor. And people are like, I want to see the whole dance scene.
Yeah,
I want to see Zemo's full dance skills and shit.
Oh, man.
So if anyone wants to to join in on this. And people are also hoping that this is going to come out on that thing they do at the end of the series, you know, when they talk about some of it and, like, show more footage and
stuff. I hope so.
People are begging that, you know, hopefully they'll do more of Zemo's dancing.
Is it part of the Assemble series?
Ah, yeah, yeah. Assemble, yeah. Yeah. Avengers Assemble or whatever.
So Assemble the dance moves.
Right? For real. I like... He's really just chilling in the background, having a good time, you know. Like,
I mean, he's got out of jail, man. He's
something about that. He just got out of jail, bro.
Is this a clip?
So I'm talking to some ladies, having a drink. Like, he just got out of jail, bro. Give him a break. He can do this.
Is he? I want to see where he's at.
Oh God! Oh, this song.
Oh man,
this is pretty good.
So man, music video out of this small scene.
Look at there watching that.
Oh man, that's hilarious.
He's like, okay, I'm gonna let him do his thing. Look. That's hilarious.
That's awesome. That's gold right there. Oh man. Oh man.
This is by Whisper is the name of the YouTube account. If you guys want to check out Zemo dancing,
Whisper, yeah.
Zemo dancing to What Is Love, as if from Night at the Roxbury.
Yeah, on YouTube, guys. Oh man, that's hilarious. I got to see more of that later on. All right. Anyways. So, yeah. So, Zemo cut. Coming soon, right?
You heard it here first. Fingers crossed, guys. Fingers crossed. AJ, got some news for us?
Yeah. So, you know, speaking of funny shit, last week, right after the show last week, the day afterwards, it was April Fool's, which I forgot about. So, maybe we should have been careful with some of the news we got last week.
Oh, Jack, up?
No, I think we're all good. I don't think anything that we talked about was the thing that we had to worry about. Mm. However, though, one funny thing that did happen, though, there are some jokes here and there. One thing that I thought was funny, you know, just personally on Instagram, I follow Garfield. Garfield's like one of my favorite, like, just characters, like comic characters, like in overall, ever since I was young. So I follow Garfield on Instagram, and on the day of April Fools, it got taken over by Normal, the gray kitten that comes through.
Oh, I remember that Garfield cat. Sometimes. Yeah, the little girl kitten's fucking asshole. Mm, right?
Yeah, actually, he's a boy. Normal's a boy.
Oh, I feel like it got voiced by a girl or something. He just
looks super cute and like almost like girly. That's why people always think he's a girl.
Okay,
but he's actually a boy. And then he even just flaunt, like in especially in earlier comics, he would just flaunt his like cuteness and just throw it in Garfield's face. But he took over Garfield's Instagram that day, and then by the end of the night, he got it back though. So I thought it was funny. But also in Pokemon though, Pokemon Sword and Shield, so this is the main series game, right, on the Switch. In that game, they have these max raid battles, right? This is where you can like get a Pokemon. You gotta like it's like 4-on-1 Pokemon. He's like gigantic and everything.
The one we were teased for so long, right?
But this has just been an ongoing thing in Pokemon forever, right? And then when you defeat the Pokemon with your crew, they shrink to a normal size, and then you're giving Premier Balls to throw out the Pokemon to catch it. And then usually, but you want to catch these Pokemon because they're a little more, they're not rare, but they're more like special. Like their stats would be higher than usual and all that, right? Maybe a special move on them. Maybe they're shiny or some shit, right? So that's the thing that's special about these max raids that people like to do once in a while in the game. Well, for April Fools, Pokemon decided to have a Magikarp max raid battle that you had to do, right? All right, that's cool. It happens, right?
That's hilarious.
You fight the Magikarp, you defeat him, right? You catch him at the end. But guess what? With your Premier Balls, you couldn't catch him. He was an uncatchable Magikarp. So after you got rid of, after you use all your Premier Balls,
You can't catch him?
And you're given a certain number of Premier Balls at the end of the match, just depending on how you did. So you may get like 4, 6, 10 or something like that, right? And that's all you had to catch as Magikarp, and he wasn't catchable. So it's a little like just like a dick move, I guess.
Damn,
in a way.
Damn, that's a super April Fool's joke. I know, that's right? That's good.
Just to troll the fan base out there.
Wow, people are probably pissed, huh? That's funny.
Just waste their time fighting this Magikarp and just couldn't catch it.
So what'd you get for fighting a Magikarp for so long?
Right. I was gonna say, I wonder if anyone used a Master Ball, but no, you're given Pokeballs, so you couldn't choose. You can even choose your own Pokeballs to do it with. So I mean, that's hilarious. Do I have a video of it? I don't think I have a video of it. That'd be cool if I did. No, I don't have a video.
All right. Other things. Wait, my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Columbia Pictures is opening water park.
Why?
I don't know.
Columbia Pictures. What have they done?
Really weird, right? But it is happening. Yes, yeah, so they have quite a surprising list of rides. As a matter of fact, they have Men in Black.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
They have a Ghostbusters Supernatural Experience. Bad Boys Raceway.
Okay, okay.
Jumanji Jungle Adventure.
Oh, they have that too, okay.
Hotel Transylvania, which is a kid-friendly zone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Surf's Up and Surfer's Paradise. I don't know what Surf's Up is.
I Don't know either.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, a Swallow Falls River Adventure.
Oh, Columbia Pictures is Sony. That's right. Columbia Pictures. Sony bought Columbia Pictures, right? I think is what happened.
I forgot about that. Yeah. That's right.
I think Columbia also has a Superbad.
Oh my God. If there's a Superbad ride, I'll change my whole tune and go there like immediately, dude. I can get on a Superbad ride for sure. I was just talking to somebody about how that's one of my favorite comedy movies. Like Friday and Superbad are like some of my favorites, I think.
All right, let's go through, Friday, right? That's another one. Going through the 90s.
Lord of the Flies? Imagine a Lord of the Flies ride. Dance. Just kids getting murdered.
This is just from the 90s, though. I can go back further and see what's there, but let's start with the 90s. I don't see anything else. City Slickers? Boys in the Hood?
Damn, Boys in the Hood attraction. Fucking, they actually have Billy Crystal there, you know? He's like, I ain't got nothing better to do. So.
Gladiator.
That's so dark. Gladiator attraction. You gotta watch Maximus die and shit. Like,
Groundhog Day. Okay.
Yeah. So keep your eyes open for
so many here.
More Columbia Pictures water park.
The
rides.
Cable Guy.
Cable Guy. We're calling it now here on a Focus.
Get on the bus.
What, wow, that's a movie? I love that. I love that movie. You never
I've
seen
never
Get
heard
on the bus?
Of, no.
It's about a group of black men going to the Million Man March.
Oh, what is the Million Man March?
You know the march for Martin Luther King and shit like that?
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, you go there in protest of the inequality for black people.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. And so is a movie for about that?
Yeah, them trying to get to the Million Man March and shit. It's pretty crazy.
That's cool. It's like a comedy type of thing?
It's Spike Lee, so there's comedy in it
okay.
for sure, yeah. For
okay.
Sure.
I see. I don't recognize anything else in there. Oh no. The deep end of the... that was like Deep Blue Sea or some shit. No. Anyways, that's what you can expect, I suppose.
For future projects coming from them. Right? Look out for...
At this water park.
Look out for a get on the bus ride. Sure, everyone's going to love to get on a ride where you're fictitiously going to the Million Man March to support black rights.
Into the Spider-Verse, Tai Chi? Maybe?
Nah, I doubt it. I don't think Marvel's going to let anyone else do more Spider-Man shit. Ever since that whole Universal Florida thing, like, it's not happening again.
Damn.
I mean, they want that shit themselves. Yeah, Disney wants that shit
Yeah,
themselves.
Disney wants it, yeah. Disney's going to be like, nah.
AJ?
All right, a water park. Where's this water park going to be at, though? Do we have that?
Oh, shit. I didn't... The most important part. I didn't know.
Like, is that going to be in the U.S.? You know? No. I guess it has to be, though, right?
No, it really doesn't. I feel like it might be in Thailand, actually.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Now that you say something, I think Thailand is the thing that comes
Thailand
to
Thailand or like I don't know what else.
Yeah, Thailand.
No
Thailand.
Way, really?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Columbia Pictures Water... I mean, I don't know if that shit would fly right away in America. People would be like, Columbia Pictures Water Park.
Yeah,
like,
it's like, the fuck? Why? Why,
in Thailand, it's such a brand... Like, before they watch their movies, and they only have so many American movies that, you know, they probably have access to.
Okay.
That, Columbia Pictures. Like, it has a name, you know?
Yeah.
Like, for them. For us, we're just like... Columbia Pictures, like
MGM Water Park. What?
Why would you guys have a water park?
Yeah, exactly. All right. In other news, this is kind of a follow up to a story we had a while back about esports, particularly Virtua Fighter X esports. That's a little picture that we got a while back. I'm not sure if you remember that story that we had.
Oh yeah, sounds familiar.
And then, like, no one knew, like,
totally
what it
joking.
Was.
I have no idea what the fuck.
Oh no, you don't remember
about.
This?
We're going.
Oh no, there was this picture a couple months ago that.
Oh wait, no. I remember saying Virtua Fighter was still coming or something, right?
Yeah, all it said was Virtua Fighter X Esports. And it's like everyone's like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, is this a new game? Is there going to be some type of specifically made game that's going to be for esports tournaments?
On a side note, Tai Chi says, Thai theme parks don't have the greatest track, greatest safety reputation.
Shit.
Okay, so we're not going there. Continue, AJ. Continue.
Anyway, so to further help speculate what this was about, this Virtua Fighter X esports thing, an unannounced listing for Virtua Fighter 5 Ultimate Showdown has popped up on the website for like game ratings over in Korea.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
So, like, something's happening?
So, something's happening. It's getting rated by the Korean, you know, game rating and administration committee. And it's not a new title. It looks like it's the same title, just maybe getting a new update, which is interesting. And this was found on March 19th. And it said that it's going to be coming to PS4 platforms, which is interesting. And the thing with Virtua Fighter 5, apparently, too, is that it came out in 2006, and then it got an update in 2010. So this has a kind of a track record of being update, like, you know, way later. So I guess it's possible that, what, 10 years later, that it can get another update.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, it's weird,
have some type of esports. Maybe it's going to get a little more balance and maybe have some more friendlier, you know, tournament features in it. I don't know what they're going to do with it. But it's still all speculation right now, but that's just to add fuel to the fire there. Still don't know what the fuck's going on with that. Hopefully a new game. That would be cool, so we don't have to go dig up ways to play this older one. Pretty much there's no PS3s being used in esports, I think. Oh, and this was a PS3 game probably, so it showing up on PS4 is pretty cool, but still, PS4 is an older console. Like, why would you not just go to PS5?
At this point, they need more fucking material anyway. Everyone's waiting for more PS5 games.
Yeah, so exactly. So why would you do that? And I think PS5 is backwards compatible with PS4 shit, right? So maybe
it's supposed. I think it's supposed to be.
Seems like they don't want to make a new game. Yeah.
Yeah, lazy ass.
So just update something and be like, oh, now it works on PS4.
I mean, it may not have as much return as they want.
And then there's that whole thing with the PS3 store going down pretty soon, too. So, like, you may not even be able to download it anyways. PS5 is fully backwards compatible with PS4. Okay, so that makes sense.
They finally gave in.
Yeah. So there is some speculation for you. See what's going to happen with that. I have no clue, though.
Right. On a side note, this isn't really news. I guess more my focus week. I finally found my Cinnamon Toast Crunch milk.
Ooh.
Pretty good, man.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. It's like less sugary because it basically tastes like what you would have at the end of the bowl, mm-hmm. at the end of the bowl, but less sugary.
That's cool.
Which is, yeah, it's good because like it's you can like... actually have it with something now. You know what I mean? Before it was like, if it was gonna be as sweet as it is at the end of the bowl, I was like, I don't think you could drink it with anything.
What would you mix it with though? Maybe just like plain like cornflakes or something like that. You know?
Yeah, maybe pour it in some plain cornflakes.
Yeah, or some good. Plain like Cheerios. You know?
I didn't even think about that. I was just drinking it with cookies.
Okay, that works.
Like dark chocolate cookies, because okay. I'm like, that's a nice little counter right there.
Yeah. I see that.
But that's the only thing. I was trying to think about that same thing. I'm like, what am I going to use this for? I searched for this, and I don't know what to do with it now. You know, it's like when in Full Metal Alchemist, they finally got the Philosopher's Stone. They're like, fuck.
So much power.
What was the point?
What did we do?
Yeah, I was like, hey, why did we do this?
What about just graham crackers? Not cinnamon graham crackers, just graham
ooh,
crackers.
Ooh, that sounds good, AJ.
Yeah.
Like you're hitting with some ideas right now,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, this is what I do every day. I don't, but yeah. I should.
You should, man. All right, yeah, this is one thing. What did you say?
I was going to say, it's not coffee creamer, is it?
No, it's just straight up milk.
Is this milk?
It's like, wow. It's almost like, you know, Nestle's strawberry milk or Yoohoo or something.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's just like they sell it like that. It's just a drink, like.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's good. Like I said, I liked it that it wasn't as sweet as I imagined. I'm like, mm-hmm. it's more balanced. I'm like, oh, it's still a little sweet, but, you know, yeah. it's not crazy. Anyway, a little side thing I just want to mention, because they're so fucking hard to find. Even when I found it, there was only two left. I got one. I almost got two, but I'm like, well, what if I don't like it? I should let someone mm-hmm. else get it, too. So I just took one. And I was like, it's pretty good, though.
Now you regret not getting the second one, huh?
I don't regret it yet, but when I run out, I might feel differently. Like, like fuck, and I'll never have it again. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, other news. Did you know there was a Sailor Moon on Ice that was going to happen?
Was going to happen? So it's not happening?
No, it is still, it's still happening. It's still happening.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's just, it was originally supposed to happen 2020. And now it's happening 2022.
Okay.
In June, you know, because obviously the pandemic going on.
Yeah.
But I was just like...
Prism on Ice, huh?
It's just a genius idea.
Yeah.
Imagine the transformation moments.
Dude, that'd be
the
sick. The spins, yeah.
Like... I'm like, bro, this is fucking genius. That's how come no one thought perfect. About this before? Yeah, it's like, the more you think about it, the more you're like, oh, this makes a lot of sense, you know? Like, and then, you know, the songs, you know, like, they throw songs in there and shit. And
so you know when they're spinning and they're transforming and they kind of, like, get undressed and then redress in a new outfit and all that as they're transforming and all that?
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine them doing that and, like, you know, like plays? I'm thinking of...
Yeah, they put, like, veils up and shit.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Oh, I see where
with
you're
the
going.
Light behind it, you know?
Yeah, and you actually see them, like, like in the way the anime is. Like,
exactly.
They don't show you, but they show
you.
Yeah,
but
like...
they're spinning at the same time, so they're, like, same time just undressing, putting something else on.
That would be fucking cool.
Yo,
dude.
That sounds sick.
And imagine, like, the fight scenes, because, you know, when they do their attacks, they do their crazy spin moves sometimes before they throw their attacks. Like,
oh, yeah, freaking Sailor Moon with her fucking tiara.
Yeah, yeah, and I remember Jupiter...
Did she spin for that?
Yeah, she spins for that before she throws it. Mm-hmm. I remember Jupiter does, like, this run before she throws her, like, lightning tiara.
Ooh.
Imagine she starts skating, like, hard before she fucking does that and spins and throws, like... It just said, like, there's things about it. I'm like, this could be better than any live-action or animated Sailor Moon ever. Like, this sounds pretty cool, actually.
Yeah,
like,
I want this on Netflix.
Dude, I might watch this shit. Like, if they do this in America, I might watch this shit.
Yeah, I'm totally down here. What's this? Have this on toast. Captain Crunch... I want to see if this is.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
no. Synodus? Captain Crunch Synodus? These
the
motherfuckers are evil. Like, y'all put out the Synodus too? Damn, General Mills ain't hurting for money. You know what I mean? It's fucking wild.
Oh, that sounds sick. I'll throw that on some French toast.
I just buy that shit. Actual French toast. Like with cinnamon toast dust. Yeah. Like, damn, bro. People make cookies out of them? Shit.
Yo.
Look, hot cocoa. Okay, yeah. Look, let's stop looking at this. I don't want to look at this right now.
Fries?
Dude, if you make
some sweet potato fries?
Dude, if you make the fries plain, like, don't put any salt or pepper on them.
Yeah, yeah. Damn, and just this? Yeah.
That might actually be
That'd be interesting, but people do that shit and it actually turns out pretty good sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. I've had some weird shit like that before. It's been good.
You know, take the dust off your churro and put this on it.
Yeah. Yeah, damn. That'd be cool as fuck.
Anyway, Sailor Moon. Damn. Hopefully that we get that. That'd be cool.
Yeah. They also have a professional
like Japanese popcorn, too.
They also have a professional.
Yo, popcorn.
Oh, that'd be good.
We never do food on this. I'm not really, like, into food like that. But I like other podcasts I listen to. They're, like, love food, and they always get into these deep food conversations. I think this is, like, the first one we ever had, aside from some more hot dogs.
Oh, by the way, apparently Sailor Moon's on ice is not fucking around because they got a professional figure skater named Evgenia Medvedeva.
Damn, are they Russian?
I think she's Russian, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's playing Sailor Moon.
Damn.
So I think they're fucking serious
about
this.
Get some Olympian skater over here.
Yeah, basically.
To play
like
Sailor Moon because it needs to be right.
You seen that spin she does before she fucking poses? Like, maybe she does that crazy ass spin before she poses with the fucking staff? Like,
yeah.
That shit's gotta be nuts, bro. Mm. Like, you can't just do that shit. You gotta get somebody good for that.
Yeah.
You know?
Damn.
I'm like, that's man, nice. It's funny. I've never been so hyped about an anime adaptation. I'm like, that sounds kind of cool. Like, I think it would work. Imagine the five Sailor Scouts doing their fucking Sailor Planet attack together, like, all spinning and shit. Like, I don't know. Sounds cool. AJ, news?
Thinking about it now, it might get too ridiculous. There might be too much spinning at some point where you're like, actually, I'm not sure about this anymore, you know?
That's so funny. Like, it's a little much spinning. Like, yeah. I'm getting dizzy.
Yeah, right? Oh, man. All right, another news. Nintendo says they'll be at E3. And E3, the Entertainment Software Association, ESA, which they're the guys that organized the E3 whole thing there, said that the event will be returning in digital form with backing from partners including Nintendo, Xbox, Capcom, Konami, Ubisoft, Take-Two Interactive, Warner Brothers Games, and Koch Media? Koch Media? K-O-C-H? I've never heard of them. So it's all virtual. So we're getting some type of E3. Did we get an E3 last year? I don't think we got anything last year.
You know what? I think there was a minimal thing.
Yeah, they tried to go digital, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't like extent. Like, for it being digital, we thought there was going to be more shit.
Yeah, I don't think
we got
too much.
It was good, though. Remember, we did sit down and break down a lot of shit they put out. It was extensive, but I just felt like it wasn't extensive as previous years.
Yeah.
And I'm like, for it being digital, you guys should have gave us more shit, you know?
Yeah, well, now they have, like, a whole year to think about it, so hopefully it'll come out a lot better than whatever we got last year.
That's good.
People are actually part of it this time, too, so they're dropping names over here. There's a bunch of names that were specifically not dropped, though. Like, so people pointed out Sony and other big game companies were not here, so they're probably going to do their own thing on the side. Hmm. PlayStation still isn't, yeah, so Sony's not there. But yeah, all virtual E3 2021 will run from June 12th to June 15th, and be free to attendees. It will also be more inclusive, it says in quotes there. But it's virtual, so of course, like how would it not be free? What are you planning here? What is that? I'm expecting just to watch some Twitch streams and all that. But like, is there something more to it?
That's weird.
I don't know. I should have dug deeper into this news before I read that part. But anyways, yeah, E3 coming back in a big way virtually this summer, so of course you know we'll be on top of that when that happens.
Yeah, definitely, we always try.
That's pretty much all I said, though. Yeah,
other things. So DC has canceled two movies that were on their frame, which one of them I think I said that it was kind of dumb. One movie was The Trench. It was a movie about the bad guys and some of those monsters that you see in Aquaman. There's going to be a whole movie about their underwater fucking thing. Like, I don't know. I always thought it was kind of dumb. I'm like, I mean, it was cool because it's going to be a horror movie. I like the idea it was going to be a superhero horror movie. But okay. I think Aquaman was not going to be in it. So it was just kind of like, I was like, why are we doing this?
Do a horror movie with Aquaman and then
put him in
it.
Have him fighting them. But that's kind of what happens in the Aquaman movie. But you haven't seen that yet.
No, I have not seen it.
You gotta watch Aquaman. Ah, okay. It's good. You know, I was not a fan of all that, but that Aquaman movie is good.
I heard it was good, yeah. I was kind of out DC'd out after the fucking 8 hours of Batman v Superman and Justice League.
I'm not telling you to watch it tomorrow. Take your time. Yeah, you don't have to rush, but when you get a chance and you're bored, you should watch Aquaman. It's surprisingly good. They have this really good fucking anime moment. I think I'll just tell you this one moment. Like, where his brother is the king and he's talking shit to him, and Aquaman's chained up. And Aquaman fucking gets mad and fucking swims at him, and the fucking chains lock right when he gets to his face.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, vroom, like right in front of each other. Yeah. And it looks very anime like. And I'm like, this is dope. That's cool. So I was like, yeah, so this is like little things like that. James Wan,
yeah, they even did that. Like we were talking about it last week, too, in Justice League, how they had like little anime moments with mostly the Aquaman or the water scenes, too, right?
I wonder if that's James Wan's influence or what. I don't know. Yeah, I like that, though.
That's a cool. Yeah, they could do more than that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll be more interested.
Yeah, but so they canceled both the Trench movie and New Gods movie, which is supposed to give us the history of Darkseid and his whole world and his whole war that he's having with his counterworld and shit. Mm. And they're just canceling that movie.
That's fine.
I feel like this is like a counter against Zack Snyder. Like, they're trying to like defuse all connected things. However, the main point of my news is very interesting. DC has reversed their statement. I don't know if you remember 2 or 3 years ago, they said, you know what, our movies are not going to be connected anymore. Everything's basically just going to be focused on standalone shit. We're not worried about Justice League.
Which is stupid.
Which we said was stupid.
Yeah.
And now they're changing their statement, saying, actually, we're going to start connecting everything again going forward from here. And everyone's like, I mean, I'm like fucking rubbing my head like...
Dude, I've been like that for like ever since this whole shit started happening, dude.
Me too. I've really wanted them to be good, but I think if anyone's been following the podcast, they know I've not been talking great about DC. And it's just like, I'm like, I just want you guys to be so good, but you guys just keep doing weird shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just feel like until they get someone on the level of Kevin Feige that has full control, one person.
Yeah.
Until that happens, it's not going to work. It's never going to work. Mm-hmm. Like, you know.
Yeah, they need, and then they fucking, I don't know, they jumped into it way too fast.
Yeah.
And kind of just like, they just tripped over themselves practically and then try to make up for it, and it just wasn't happening. Yeah. So I'm not sure how they're going to save themselves unless they have some big retcon movie or some shit.
Well, it's funny you say that. What's in production right now is the Flash movie, which is going to be based on Flashpoint.
It's when he goes back in time and shit, right?
And saves his mom, and that fucks everything up and changes everything.
Oh, that's right. That was a pretty good movie.
yeah, the animated one? Yeah, that was great, right?
Is the Suicide Squad movie a direct sequel or a reboot?
Sequel. They said it's a sequel.
It's a sequel.
It's a loose sequel, to be specific. So that means it will acknowledge things, it will be a second part to it, but it's not going to directly answer every question made in the first one. That's what a loose sequel is. It's kind of like how The Incredible Hulk is a loose sequel to The Hulk. Like, he still is in South America. You know, he's already The Hulk. They don't tell you the whole backstory. They kind of are expecting you, like, if you've seen that shitty fucking movie, you know the backstory because they spent an hour telling you it.
Yeah.
So we're not going to tell you again. We're just going to start off from here. But, you know, Kevin Feige never comes out and says it is a sequel to The Hulk.
Yeah.
But it's kind of in your mind.
It kind
of
is.
It takes advantage of the shitty one, and like, so you don't have to explain it. Yeah. It's pretty smart if you think about it, actually. That's the other word for it. Soft reboot. Yeah, soft reboot. Yeah, because Rick Flag, Captain Boomerang, and Harley Quinn are all in it.
Yeah.
And they're the same people.
Okay.
And Amanda Waller, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. All right, other news?
Yeah, you want to do one, and then... I don't know, man. I'm just mad at DC. Like, you guys are going to fucking do it now, you bastards.
Or should we just go ahead and jump into... Toy Roundup.
You ready?
Yeah, because I got like three more stories anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
I think I'll just save those for after whatever Wags has to tell us today.
Yeah, we'll turn you guys over to Wags.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't watched this one yet. New episode.
Welcome back to another episode of the Toy News Roundup. This is for the week of April 4th. Don't forget that this Friday is the Hasbro Pulse Fan Fest.
True.
Starting at 9 or 10 a.m. On April 9th. They did one last year and it was very successful. Since they couldn't do all their, you know, Comic-Con exclusive figures, they did this Fan Fest thing instead. Talk about some new figures, and then they're going to put them up on pre-order same day. Pulse members get their first crack at it, followed by us regular folk later on in the day. Or maybe even the next day, I think. First piece of news that we have is a doozy. Now, every year for the last few years, Hasbro has been releasing a Transformer under the Titan class size, which is their biggest size for Transformers. It is also the most expensive, usually, outside of Masterpieces. And these are at... They are usually sold for $149.99, $150, more or less. Sometimes lower, sometimes higher, but mostly at about $150. And again, there's only one release every year. Now, the thing about Titan Glasses is that they all transform to giant robots and usually giant bases for your Transformers. Sometimes they have a third mode. Sometimes you get a weird one like Devastator. And so the first one was Metroplex, turned into a city. Then there was the next year. Fortress Maximus, which is just a retool, but turned to a city. Trypticon, Dinosaur City. Devastator, which was sold at the Titan price point, just turned into a bunch of smaller Transformers. You guys know Devastator, come on. Constructicons. Then there was Omega Supreme, who turned into a robot and space station.
A missile?
Followed by Scorponok last year, who turned into Scorpion, a city, and a robot.
What? Why?
Continuing that tradition, we have a new Titan-class figure that they just announced. Well, I mean, you know, they announced it before, but these are the first concrete images that we have of it, so I'm very excited. I've managed to pick up every single one so far, except for Fortress Maximus, thanks to people that love me. So this year is a very interesting choice. Usually they've picked characters that have existed previously. This is a brand new character, although this is a ship that has existed in Transformer lore since the beginning. The famous Autobot ship, the Ark, is now a Transformer. There are no images of a base mode, which is unfortunate. I really hope they do have one, because that's why I collect them. I collect them because I like to have bases. And this is the robot mode. It looks kind of funky. I'm not too happy with the face, but the body looks okay, honestly. It does come with an extra bot. The bot is unnamed, but this one doesn't transform into your standard vehicle. No, this bot actually transforms into Teletran 1, the very famous Autobot computer that give him data on everything. Now, third-party companies have been releasing their own versions of Teletran 1 for years, and I think this is Hasbro's first crack at an actual Teletran 1. And I love that they made it into a Transformer. That's pretty cool. He's never transformed into anything before in the past, but it's kind of... I mean, this is a Titan class to get just for this accessory here. Like that, if I were to have this, I will have this. This is never changing into a robot. This is going to be displayed just like this as its computer. It comes with some blast effects, which are standard with these larger Transformer figures. And these aren't new effects. These are effects we've seen before, just painted blue. And that's magnificent. It's just, wow. I'm very impressed. It looks, minus the gappage that you see where the legs fold in, it is a very impressive piece that I need. And not want, I need this. I really hope there is a base mode, though. Also revealed today is a deluxe class Scorponok figure.
Ooh,
if you remember,
Beast
Scorponok
Wars
was
version.
A mega class figure back in the day, and he would transform from Scorpion to robot. Not to be confused with the Titan class Scorponok figure. Those are two different characters. One's Beast Wars, one's Generation 1. So this one, you know, it looks good, but it looks a little boxy in my opinion in robot mode. Although some things that really stand out to me are the fact that it has the little surveillance bee that the original character had in the cartoon, as well as the missiles in the right hand. And the face is very accurate to the cartoon, I have to say. Other than the boxy appearance that it has, I think it's a great representation of that character from the original Beast Wars series. Although, that first figure was really magical, I gotta say. It was his own thing. It was cool. That thing was loaded with features. If you flick the tail, it would shoot out like that. There were springs in it to make it
do like a stinger
mode.
Yeah.
And then if you squeeze the hand with the missiles would fire. They're spring-loaded missiles. And then the one with the surveillance bee in it, if you press the button, pop open, explode into a bee. I mean, he'd be missing the top half of his claw, but it was still a really cool feature.
I doubt this new Scorponok
has any of those features. It's a deluxe class, plus they don't really like gimmicks as much these days. They don't really do spring-loaded or firing missiles or light-up functions these days. They're trying to cut costs wherever they can. So,
damn kids.
I mean, you know, I'm not gonna get it. Deluxe, $22.99. Last bit of Transformer news, because I know I talk about Transformers way too much. So we talked about Megatron being repainted into a new character. T-Rex is a character from the Beast Machines era that is just a repaint of Megatron from Beast Wars. Doing the same thing. They're taking the leader class Megatron that's available now, and they're repainting it into that exact same character. Here's the original Beast Mode.
Looks like Diablo from
Robot Mode.
Primal
Rage.
Here's
the new one.
Looks like Primal Rage.
It's pretty similar.
It's like Dinobot.
Now here's the crazy thing. It is a Target exclusive, but not only is it a Target exclusive, they're doing the same thing they did, was it last year or the year before, with the character Redwing. It is a red card exclusive, meaning you have to have the Target credit card in order to purchase it. You can't get it otherwise.
Oh,
a
dick move.
Way to get people to get your credit card. The last time this happened with Redwing, a lot of people were screwed because they didn't know it was sold out. It still said available on their website. People got the credit card. People got the credit card, only to never be able to get that figure.
Wow.
It was re-released, I think, on Amazon or TF Source or something like that. But it's a shame. I know people are going to want this figure. It's unfortunate that Target is going this scummy route and making people making people ruin their credit and get a new credit card. Like myself. So very unfortunate how they're going about this. Next bit of news, we talked about the TMNT loot crates recently. Did we? I think we did.
I don't know.
No. That doesn't sound familiar.
There is a new Sternball pinball crate. I think I said that right.
I think I've seen this.
For TMNT from NECA.
IG.
And it is actually only available at Walmart. In stores, you can pick it up at the moment. Yeah, right. In stores, my ass. You'll never see that shit. It is $50, and here are the contents for that box. It comes with a groovy t-shirt.
That is
pretty
cool.
Pizza magnet that splits apart into pieces.
No way!
A Bebop Rocksteady keychain.
That's dope.
This one's really cool. Krang beanie.
Oh, what?
What the fuck? Yo, I want that.
And lastly, it comes with an animated Shredder figure, which people don't seem to know the difference between this and the original release. I'll tell you what it is. It's got kind of a metallic sheen to it. I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah, but the quality of the plastic is different.
I guess it's called a tunic. Is it a tunic? And his helmet have a slight metallic finish to it. Mm-hmm. That's the difference. Other than that, it's the same figure that was released before.
Just shiny.
Nothing's really changed. Another piece of news. Series 3 of Avatar The Last Airbender by Diamond Select is out now. The pre-orders are done and the figures are now available.
Oh, Fire Lord.
Wave 3 has the Fire Lord and Toph. And Toph comes with interchangeable hands and some earth bending pieces. And Fire Lord, I forgot what
it is.
Fire. Fire pieces. And Toph looks kind of... I don't really like how Toph looks.
She's okay. It's not that bad.
If I were really invested in this line, I'd be really
It's not deal-breaking, but she looks weird.
She's got a weird face. Also, from promotional images I've seen, she has the same problem some of the other figures have, where their elbows just don't bend very far at all. Their posability is not that great. Series 4 is available for pre-order, and if you don't remember, that has Sokka and Aang in his avatar mode. Final battle. Spoilers for anyone that's still watching The Winter Soldier or has not watched The Winter Soldier. Cover your ears. Anthony, play that spoiler music that you like to do. You ready? You guys prepared for this? Baron Zemo is now an action figure. $22.49. Available for pre-order soon. I'm assuming probably this Friday for FanFest. That head sculpt is, immaculate. That looks
pretty
just
cool.
Like
it
the
just like him. Yeah, that's
best
good.
Head sculpts I've seen Hasbro do, and it's on a character I don't really care for. No, it looks good. I kind of want to get that head just to put him into my Civil War display.
That's cool.
He comes with that red book from Civil War, I think. He's got his sweet-ass coat, and he even comes with an alternate head that has the mask. And it looks like he has two interchangeable hands. One to hold the book and a fist. One to point and a fist.
Marvel
looks
Legends.
Fantastic. Wow.
By the way.
Okay, spoiler over. Turn off the music. And that'll be all for this week. I'm sure next week could be very heavy with news as we have the Fan Fest coming up. Everyone, have a great one. See you next time.
All right.
Wags, thank you so much for that toy roundup. That was really good.
Nice.
All right. That being said, shall we jump back into some news?
Oh, buttons again, right? Okay!
This is the news. Let's do it! The news.
We don't even have to do that. This whole button like transition for music. We just love
this
the
is
music.
Fun. Yeah. We just like it.
And animation is fucking dope.
One
you know?
Of the few things we're not gonna get sued for.
So. Maybe.
like I says, maybe.
Because that is from a song. I don't know what song that's from though.
But I think that's part of it. Like I don't think anyone knows what song it's from. And then we have our shit over it.
Yeah,
too,
we have a bunch of shit over it. Yeah.
So I'm sure we're fine.
And then, like,
I hope we're fine.
I even try to soundhound it, or like, what's the other equivalent app that people
Shazam?
Use? Shazam. I even try to do that. Don't know what fucking it doesn't pick it up enough because it's too short, and then we're screaming all over it. Mm. I'm remixing it and shit.
Think about making a new section that's tease rapid fire. I'm gonna tell you a bunch of like news right now.
Yeah, actually, I was gonna talk to you about that. Like, should we do some shit like that? Where like part of the show, we just fire off that's just like this little
the
stories
stuff that doesn't need to be elaborated.
Yeah, like
on.
See, exactly, like stuff that we're not gonna discuss.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay, all right. So
I don't have anything today, but like
no, but yeah, I'll do it for now. From now, yeah, we should make that segment. Maybe make a little fucking video for it and a song. That'd be cool.
Oh, like and fucking have some firing missile type of thing going
on
or
right.
something. You know?
Yeah, dude, I'd be down. All right. Okay, real quick, a little rapid fire.
Turbo button.
Hanna-Barbera is back. The company that was originally running them, opened their studio in Europe that was called Cartoon Network Europe. And they changed the name and reopened it to Hanna-Barbera Europe Studios. So I don't know if that means we're getting some of that old shit back. I don't know. Very weird. Well, I guess we'll find out soon about that. House Party reboot. There's going to be a reboot of the fucking movie House Party. Anyone who's alive in the 90s knows what fucking House Party is with Kid and Play.
I don't remember it, but I know I've seen
it
a lot as a kid.
But you know what it is.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you've seen scenes, like moments of it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're gonna make this again. This is one of those things you can't make again, bro. Like it's Kid and Play. Like the whole movie was playing off of their popularity at the time. Like, and they're not even doing it with two new. If they would have done it with two new artists who are a duo, maybe I'd have been cool about it. You know, even if it was Lil Wayne and Drake, who I hate, at least that would have made some kind of sense here. You know what I mean?
Like Royce and Lupe, Royce the 5'9" and Lupe.
Oh, that'd be so funny.
Because they're hilarious in our podcast.
But they're
too.
Old.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, but yeah, I think that shit would be kind of cool.
Or some like YouTubers or something like
or
that.
Or some whoever, like a duo that we actually know in pop culture.
But like we're not that young anymore, so we're not following that.
No, but if they were gonna do it, they should have made one for the younger pop culture people. But instead, you know, it's
wait, who are they using?
Two actors from two random different things. They've never been in anything together before. This guy from Bumblebee, his name is George Lindenborg Jr. And a guy who's been in Doctor Who lately, his name is Tosin Cole. Which makes me think he might
really
be
British.
Yeah, they're just like two different actors. You know, they might be good. They might have the Kid and Play feel. I guess that's what they're imagining. But like they're in talks to do this movie. And it's just like, no, you guys should pick two artists that are known for working together. You know, two music artists. And then make it about them trying to have a party. Like, that's what Kid. That's what it was about, you know? Like, so it's kind of sad they're totally misstepping it. Anyway, other things real quick. Christopher Daniel Barnes is in talks with Sony right now to be in Enter the Spider-Verse 2. For anyone that doesn't know who Christopher Daniel Barnes is, he's the voice of Spider-Man from Spider-Man the Animated Series from the 90s. The one that's actually got the first multiverse of all Marvel. So that voice, to me, that's the voice I always hear when I'm reading Spider-Man comics. So I love the idea that his 90s Spider-Man might actually come into the Spider-Verse, maybe hand-drawn and shit, you know, while everyone else looks all CGI.
It's also one of the Brady kids? Really?
I didn't know that. Okay, I'll buy it. That's fine. yeah, thought that was pretty cool. That's another good thing coming up. George Lucas wants Star Wars back.
From the movies.
Breaking news. Just a couple years ago, George Lucas announced... He wants fucking Star Wars back.
Wow.
You shouldn't have sold it in the first place, motherfucker.
Is the money went out already?
I don't know. No, he's fucking paid. No way he gambled all that shit away. I'd be surprised. But the thing is, like, man, everyone makes Disney the villain about these new Star Wars movies, but I blame fucking George Lucas. You shouldn't have sold it, motherfucker. You knew you were selling the rebellion to the Empire. You know what I mean? You made a whole movie about this, and you fucking sold it to Disney. What the fuck, man? So I don't really feel bad for him.
Do you think there's a chance you can get it back? Or maybe Disney might, you know, like Disney's like, how about we just hire you and you can be in charge again or some shit like that. Like,
I don't think
one
do
of
that.
Those ways.
Because that Kathleen Kennedy woman's in charge, and he hates her, and she probably doesn't want to show her face to him because she lied to him and said she would back him up, but she didn't. She kind of stole the company from him. She literally stole Star Wars from him because he said, "I'll sell Star."
That was the thing.
Check it out. He said, "I'll sell Disney Star Wars as long as my executive gets to be in control of it, because I know that they're going to work with me." And that is Kathleen Kennedy. So he sold Disney based on that agreement. And as soon as she got fucking that deal, she turned on him and just made her own Star Wars.
Shit.
That's really what happened. Like, that's unavoidable fact. And fucking nuts, right? Mm. Like, she's betrayed the Jedi. You know? Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, Tai Chi likes your parallel there, selling the rebellion to the Empire.
You know, he knows what he did. But yeah, anyway, I just thought that was pretty interesting. I think that does it for T's Rapid Fire. AJ, you want to hit us with a piece of news for real?
Yeah, so...
Oh, wait, one more.
Yeah.
I just found out on Peacock that there's a new MacGyver series with a young MacGyver guy. You know, I'm like, oh, shit, they made a new MacGyver. That's fucking wild. I didn't expect that. And then I just found out today that show is canceled now. After 5 seasons.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
I'm kind of, you know, I don't really know how to feel. I just found out about it, so I don't know if I should be mad about it or not, you know? Anyway, AJ News.
Yeah, so we got this little teaser trailer for one of the new Street Fighter characters coming soon. This is the chick from Rival Schools.
Oh, shit. I remember her. She might be Skullamania, right? Isn't there some weird shit about her in Skullmania?
So what I heard too is that in Rival Schools, she wore this bike helmet with a skull on it the whole game.
Yeah.
And unless you beat the game with her, you wouldn't know she was a girl. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of the thing at the end. Like, if you beat it with her, then you know you got her ending and everything. And then you got a second outfit with her without the helmet on that revealed that she was a girl. So I'm not sure if that's what you're referencing or not.
No, in Street Fighter EX3, there's a character called Skullmania who wears a skull helmet the whole time. And a skull suit, which looks a lot like the suit she's wearing. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if it's the same person and they just hadn't revealed that yet. Because you can't tell who Skullmania is either.
Yeah, I don't know. But I think this is her brother. Because...
Oh, no, that's the main dude from Rival Schools. Oh, shit.
Yeah, oh, that's cool then.
What?
As her, like,
that's
super or something.
That's fucking dope. Wait, now in development?
Yeah, because they're currently
They're gonna make
working...
him a character?
No, I think that was her super. I'm pretty sure.
That's
her super.
She's in development.
She's in development. Yeah.
But look, there's another fucking person.
Yeah, they haven't told us who that was yet.
Yo, they got the main dude from Rival Schools on a cameo. That's fucking dope.
I know her backstory too. I heard was that she was
That's Skullomania's bike, bro. Oh, her brother might be Skullomania.
You think so?
I'm gonna have to do some research. I know I said this last time we talked about Skullomania. But I'm really going to have to do some research on this shit.
Her brother is, his name was Daigo.
No.
Yeah, her brother was named Daigo, as that's what she was looking for in the game.
Did Sony do that for him, like as a little reference or what?
Maybe. Now there's a conspiracy out there that they did that for Daigo. And then Third Strike has Alex and OG Street Fighter players, Alex Vahe.
Oh, that's right. That's funny.
So maybe they did that because those were the two OGs that first like went head-to-head in Street Fighter 2 was Alex Vahe and Daigo Umehara. So
that's hilarious.
Maybe that's why. That's a conspiracy. Not confirmed, though.
I'm going to do some research in Skullmania. I'll report back next week.
You do that. But yeah, but we got a teaser trailer for her. In addition to that, we got some news regarding the Street Fighter Spring update. So they kind of went ahead and showed us Oro. And check out Oro.
Oh, shit.
So rather than have his hand wrapped up.
He's holding a rock?
He's holding a turtle. His pet turtle.
That's funny.
So now he's still going to fight one-handed, but now he's making sure that he doesn't drop this turtle or you know, mess up the turtle.
Does that mean there's a super where the turtle gets totally disrespected and he uses both hands?
I don't know. But he seems to fight just one-handed the whole time still, though.
I mean, yeah, I think he has a super where he pulls his hand out or something.
Yeah,
like
so maybe he'll put the turtle down or something. I don't know.
Oro's a scary-ass character. Fucking fights the whole Street Fighter tournament with one arm. That's fucking scary.
Yeah. So they showed us some Oro. They also showed us some Rose. I think Rose is going to be the first character we get, and then Oro later on.
That sounds right. We've seen more Rose shit.
But yeah, they're kind of showing off her new mechanics and all that. Not much to say there. And then we got that Akira teaser at the end of that too. So that's what's going on there with Street Fighter V Spring Update. Honestly, the one thing I was looking for too was what's the date for freaking any of these new characters coming out soon? I would assume like maybe next week or something like that. I don't know though. I didn't get a date. If anyone knows a date, let me know. But Dan Hippie, back up for the
ultimate improvement. His voice. All right, ready for more
here? Yeah.
All right, so Build-A-Bear.
Mm.
You've heard of Build-A-Bear.
Yeah.
I think you're kind of a fan, right?
I mean, only thing I wanted from Build-A-Bear was my Bulbasaur, and I got my Bulbasaur, and I'm good.
You might change your mind now.
Mm-hmm.
Build-A-Bear has an Animal Crossing line coming out now.
I think it just came out today.
Yeah, exactly. The first one went on sale online, and the first copy is two versions of Tom Nook. And he makes a 5-in-1 sound, so you can press his paw and he'll make five different sounds or whatever. Yeah, this shit sold out already.
Yeah.
Can't get this again. Oh, I mean, well, you can probably get it. You will be able to get it soon because they're going to have a store release.
Okay.
And you're going to be going to the store very soon.
So online sold out.
Yeah, online you're just sold out. And there's a picture of your girl right there. So, you know, she might become available next.
Oh, my God. What's her name?
I don't remember. But, yeah, this is...
Isabel.
Oh, Isabel. There you go. Yeah, that's right.
So Isabel and Nook are available. Carla and I talked about this because Carla is the bigger Animal Crossing fan. And I was like, you're interested in these? She's like, no, I want KK Slider.
Well, no, that's no what KK. I was going to say. How do we know he's not going to be the third thing released?
Yeah.
They haven't put a limit on this series yet. So, like, you know, they might get everyone eventually.
Yeah, but they did the Pokemon thing, and they kind of kept coming out with Pokemon slowly, too. Like, yeah. I think Meowth was out one time. The three starters, Charmander, Bulbasaur, Squirtle were a thing. Pikachu's always been a thing. Eevee's there right now. They even did, like, Eevee, the original evolution trio. Vaporeon, Flareon, and Jolteon.
I remember that.
So those slowly come out. Snorlax is a thing too. And even when the Bulbasaur and the Snorlax were gone, they actually did come back. And that's how me and Carla were able to get our Bulbasaur and our Snorlax.
That's cool.
Yeah. And by some miracles, Carla got twins. She got two Snorlaxes with one with the price of one. I don't know how that happened, but.
So you guys are staking it out for KK. Okay.
Yeah. So we're waiting for KK, if anything. Or she's waiting for KK. I'm good.
Well, yeah, given how quickly their Sanrio crossover went. You know, their Amiibo Sanrio crossover thing went like a, you know, I guess.
Yeah, I gotta find those cards still, too, yeah.
Apparently, it's still a problem. People are still having problems getting that shit.
Yeah, I gotta start hunting down, like, just checking freaking the Target app every day or some shit.
Yeah, they are available on eBay, but, you know, who knows what you'll pay there.
Nah, I know too much. I already know. The cards themselves sell for, like, $6. I seen them on, like, Etsy and eBay for, like, $30, $40, $50. So I'm good. Some of them are even faked, too. People copy the QR code and just stick it onto a card.
That would work, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you just want the QR code, not the QR card, the NFC code, I mean, that's fine. But if you want legit shit, then you gotta stake it out or pay monies.
Makes sense. I'll tell another one because I know you only have a couple left, right?
I got two more, yeah.
All right, so Star Trek Voyager, fourth Star Trek series to come to existence, you know, with the first female captain, Captain Janeway. Amazing series. Love that one. They have been having a GoFundMe going for people because people want to release a Star Trek Voyager documentary about the making of and shit because they have a bunch of back stock footage. And, you know, basically they just want to fund it. And this thing's happening. It's going to be called To the Journey, Looking Back at Star Trek Voyager. To the Journey is basically the name of the documentary. But it is the most crowdfunded movie ever made. It has $1,178,758 fucking built up from crowdfunding.
Shit.
That's from only 11,000 supporters.
Wow.
So the people that are in are fucking throwing gangs of money in, basically. Yeah. And there's not a lot of people. 11,000 is not a lot of people. You know, like, considering, you know, the media we're dealing with. But yeah, it's not a lot. The only thing, the before the title was held by Frank Zappa documentary. If anyone doesn't know, Frank Zappa's a famous fucking guitarist. Amazing. And his documentary had earned $1,126,000 to be made. And yeah, just got smoked by this shit right here by $50,000. So, Star Trek Voyager is getting a special documentary about how it was made. I'm going to watch the fuck out of this. Anyone doesn't know, I'm a Trekkie. I'm a huge Star Trek fan. So I'm going to be looking forward to this a lot. AJ?
Let's see here. We got Pac-Man. So we just got the death of Mario last week, right? Where we had that game. Oh, this video is not here anymore? What the shit? I'll look it up right now. I forgot what it was. Oh, yeah, I remember. So last week there was that Super Mario 35 that was out. Or it came out like last year sometimes, and it was like limited time. and then and now it's gone, right? And that this is a multiplayer game where it's like 35 people playing Mario at once, and then it's kind of like Tetris 99 where you got 99 people playing together, right? Nintendo's doing it again with Pac-Man this time though. So now we have a Pac-Man 99 coming out for the Switch.
Oh shit!
So if you're a Switch Online member, I haven't seen this trailer yet either. So this is my first time I'm going to see it right now, but I kind of know the idea of it. Those 99 people playing together, right?
Fuck.
Oh yeah, it's set up just like Tetris 99 is as well. And so, like, you probably send garbage over to each other. I wonder if you send more ghosts over to each other. That'd be crazy.
That's fucked.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll see what it is. But yeah, Capcom and Nintendo. I thought this was a Namco game. Isn't
it? It is a Namco game.
Yeah, well, whatever I read said Capcom and Nintendo. They've announced Pac-Man 99, a battle royale game that is coming exclusively to Nintendo Switch Online members on April 7th. Base game is going to be free for Switch Online members. There is going to be downloadable custom themes based on Xevious, Galaga, Dig Dug, and more that are going to be available to purchase at launch too. So if you want to change up the theme of all this, you can do that with other Namco games. I know, I wonder why it says Capcom in there. And this is something very similar to like Tetris 99 too, because they did do a very similar thing. I wonder if they did the whole point thing too, where if you played enough and won enough, then you'll collect points, and then those points will become currency that you can get themes with, which I did to get Splatoon theme, and that thing was awesome because even the music changed and everything to be like Splatoon theme. So maybe they'll do something very similar here. But yeah, it seems very similar to Tetris 99 where you can do stuff to different certain people, and looks like you can have a snake of ghosts as the garbage. So that seems pretty cool. But yeah, look out for this coming out. What, the 7th? That shit's already out then, huh? Yeah, that shit came out today. So go look. It's free. It's on your Switch right now, probably. Or you can go download it right now from the eStore right now if you have Nintendo Online for the Switch there. These are all the different themes here. It looks cool. But yeah, that's what's going on there. I'm going to get this for sure. That looks pretty sick.
Okay. Okay, so I have a double piece of news that's related real quick.
Cool.
First one. Apparently, something was released on. Sorry, on. My bad. Sorry. Oh yeah. Okay. So something was released on April Fool's Day by Reebok on the 1st, and people were like questioning whether this was a real thing. Obviously, because of the timing of the release, they were like, "They're
these."
Yes, Jurassic Park shoes. You know, with a 90s style air pump and everything. What happened? Oh yeah. Yeah, they have a 90s style air pump. They're over the top looking. So people were like, these aren't real. Like, this fucking came out April Fool's Day. But, you know, guess what? These are real.
That's cool.
Reebok really made these. These are real air pumps, too. Just like the 90s from where the movie came out. The colors are real. Everything you saw there that they released on April Fool's Day was not a joke. They were just, you know, they wanted everyone to think they were fucking with them.
Yeah.
And it's a crossover between Jurassic Park and Reebok Instapump Fury. I guess that's the people that make the pumps.
Right? Yeah.
They're gonna go for, what is it, $180 a pair. Yeah, you know shoe collectors are gonna be all over this shit. But they are rubber, so these are gonna be kind of fun, I think, like kind of fun looking, kind of cartoonish looking almost.
Yeah.
But you know, sneaker heads, they're gonna fucking be all over this
for
shit.
Sure.
Yeah, so if you're interested in that, keep an eye out, because it's a real thing. It's not a joke. It's not a game.
It has the theme from the original Jurassic Park movie. That the SUVs that are driving, those Ford Explorers that they were in, had that wrap on it. That's what it has, the red stripes, all green, yellow, with the red stripes on it. That's what the theme is here. Did you ever have those pumps? Or
I've never had shoes with the pumps in them.
I don't remember. I'm not sure if I had the pumps or maybe a friend had them or something. I don't know what the point of it was, though.
I think it was supposed to make it, like, more comfortable, or, like, pumped up the air so when you ran, like, it would have more, like, fucking...
More cushion in it or something
like that? Yeah, more cushion, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then you'd have to repump them after a while.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, it was a weird technology, but I think I had a friend who had them, and I wore them, tried them on, and I was like, this is weird. You pump it up, and I can feel it, like, getting tighter around my feet. I was like, oh, that feels weird, but it was like, whatevs.
Yeah.
But the fact that they're coming back, that's cool.
It's funny. Yeah. Connected news. April 15th, Universal Studios Hollywood will be reopening, not at full capacity, but they will be reopening for people to get on rides and stuff like that.
Okay.
And they added an incentive. The new Jurassic Park ride will have a new element added to it, and there will be a moment where you see an Indominus Rex.
Crazy.
And the Indominus Rex will have a fucking battle with the T-Rex. I guess the two of them will be face to face at some point in the ride. It's
interesting.
A whole new section added.
Yeah, I wonder what the new ride is like.
Oh shit.
Oh, is that a picture right here?
Oh shit. Damn, look, that fool came out and he's like, what's up, fool?
Yeah.
Oh shit. So
take over my ride.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool that they just added that. That little thing is pretty interesting.
That's interesting.
That's early animatronics.
I know. Right? I remember the original Jurassic Park ride. T-Rex came out at the end, and you're about to drop down this water. All this waterfall happened right there. And you're like, oh, sure, we're about to drive through that. And then T-Rex came out to scare you. But he also blocks the water from you, too.
Yeah. He blocks the water because he's coming out from the water. Yeah.
And then you dropped. That was your drop
as he
right
was
there.
Running at you, right?
Yeah.
And then, so now it looks like he's going to be met by a counter, you know, and he comes out of the water because it looks like he's still in the same passageway.
It looks like he is, yeah.
And then the fucking Indominus is going to show up like, what's up, fool? Yeah. Like, sounds fucking cool. I kind of want to get on this shit again. I haven't been excited for it for a long time.
Yeah, it sounds cool. I'm kind of down to check it out if I ever go back to Universal.
Right. That's the only problem is there's only so much there, you know.
Like, yeah, I know. That's why I don't like going to Universal. Yeah, that's why I don't like going to Universal anymore.
I go once like every 5 years and I'm good. You know? 6 years.
I'm trying to get to Disneyland first. So I haven't been there in years.
Oh, yeah, dude. We should fucking double it up. That'd be fun.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like a cool idea.
AJ, you got one more
question. Oh, yeah,
AJ?
I do. So Diablo 2 Resurrected. Alpha play. I think it's Alpha. They're doing an alpha play type of thing pretty soon. I think this weekend or some shit. April 12th. So, yeah, I think it's this weekend or next weekend. Blizzard is hosting a single-player-only technical alpha for Diablo 2 Resurrected. So I'm not sure how you get into this. And it's for PC this weekend. A limited number of players who opted on into the technical alpha will be chosen randomly. So if you already opted in for this, then you might have gotten an email asking if you know you're down to do this, and probably got a link and all that for everything. So that's what's going on with that. Let's see, you should receive an email about this soon. The alpha will go live February 9th at 7 a.m. Pacific, and then ending on April 12th at 10 a.m., which is what, Monday or something? Yeah, it's a Monday morning. The Barbarian, the Amazon, and the Sorceress will be the only three playable characters.
Ooh.
Those who make it will be able to play those for the first two acts, so only going up to two acts, which is what, the desert. So you'll be going up to the desert. There's no
The worms.
Yep. Well, which is like the most boring is like stage that you just want to get through.
It really is. Yeah. Until you get to the fucking hive at the end, you're just like, oh god.
Yeah. Yep. And then no level cap, so you can just go as far as you want. You can grind it up until as far as you want to if you
want
it, as long as the weekend lasts, of course. Though single player is the focus, Blizzard says that a separate test focusing on multiplayer will be coming later this year. So if anyone wants to do alpha for multiplayer later on, go find out how to sign up to be a part of the technical alpha, you know, testing and all that.
Oh, thank God the AC kicked in. I was getting hot. All right. Other stuff. Real quick. Stan Lee had came up with an idea for a superhero, a Chinese superhero called Monkey Master. And this has been in development since 2016, but they kind of dropped it once he died. But John Woo is picking it back up, and apparently this is still going to be a thing. I've never seen this guy. I don't think he actually shows up in Marvel. I think Stan Lee just kind of came up with the idea.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is happening. John Woo's going to make this movie a real thing. I'm kind of interested. I'd love to see more Asian heroes.
Man, does Will know about this?
No, he's probably going to love it. He's going to lose his shit, right?
Yeah, right?
And then my last piece of news... machines, AI computers learn how to mimic Kurt Cobain's music and make a new Nirvana song. This really happened.
Oh, the AI bot again?
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
They made a Nirvana song.
Yeah. Now. They did Eminem. Oh, they did. There's a YouTube channel that where this guy does his AI shit with that.
He ain't even dead. They did Eminem.
Yeah. And all other types of weird shit too. Michael, I think they did Michael Jackson at one point.
I think I heard that.
Yeah, I know I played one
Beatles,
of them.
Beatles too, right?
I think Beatles is the one that I did play here.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago on the show. Yeah, I went back over there. I saw Eminem on there too. I was like, what? And they tried to recreate Rap God. So they gave that as a sample, and then it came up with its own thing, and it sounded fucking really weird and demonic. So is that the same thing here? They play some Kurt Cobain here or some shit? And,
yeah. I don't think it sounds as
its own thing.
I don't think it sounds as creepy as you'd imagine, but yeah, it's... They made a song called Drowned in the Sun, which is, their version of what they think Nirvana would, make, at this point. This computer thinks that. I think that's just fucking really creepy. You can probably, is this going to create a new version of, stealing from artists? Because, If you can't have a program that can make a Neo song before Neo can,
yeah,
is that a problem? You know, because I kind of think it might be.
Exactly right. I don't know how like that. What is going to go with it? I mean, it sounds cool. Sounds fun. I mean, if you want
to now,
like, if you want to sound like somebody, and you're like, oh man, this dude has a cool beat, has a cool voice. I kind of want to be like that. You get this AI thing to recreate something that's different but still feels the same.
Yeah,
and then there you go. So
that should be an answer to a lot of bands' fucking second album. You know, sometimes they don't want it to be the same thing, but they want it to be different. Like,
and the fans want the same shit.
Yeah, like, right. Okay, let's just use the program for a couple songs. You know, yeah, make people feel comfortable, and then we'll write the other shit. You know? Like, I could see that happening.
Okay, dude. I can see how this. Okay, we figured out some shit with this now.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
That's
guys.
Right.
All right, on Focus Weeks. For me, I know I'm gonna watch more of that Invincible animated series. I'm probably gonna watch some of it after this. I want to catch up on One Piece. I'm like 20 episodes behind. I think I'm scared to catch up because I don't want to be caught up, you know? So I'm like, but I think it's time to start tearing back into One Piece. Definitely, like I said, as soon as this podcast is over, after I show AJ a video, if he's got time, I'm going to finish this last Moon Knight book. Thor, God of Thunder. Battlestar Galactica. I want to be done with Season 3 before the next podcast. I only got like 5 or 6 more episodes. I need to just power through it. And Star Trek Discovery, Season 3. I see a lot of people talking shit about this show online, and I'm like 5 episodes in, and I'm like, it's pretty fucking great, man. I don't know what people are talking shit about. But then again, Star Trek fans are kind of fucking picky as fuck. Like, I remember people were like talking shit about Next Generation. I'm like, come on, man, that's the best one. Like, like there's no way. So I'm going to try to ignore that and just keep watching it, because like, I love Discovery. It's really good, you know?
That's cool.
Otherwise, I think that's it. New Falcon Winter Soldier tomorrow.
Yep.
And yeah, AJ, I'm Focus Week.
I'm gonna look into maybe possibly, I'm probably not gonna do it, but I may go and watch Death Note. It's only like one season, right?
It's 2 seasons.
It's
yeah,
two
it's,
seasons.
It's good though. It's, okay. It's not that long. I mean, for what we watch, it's like half the size of Yu Yu Hakusho.
Okay.
I think you can get through.
I'm gonna go check
amazing.
It out because yeah. I was talking to someone who watched it and they really liked it and they told me how short it was. Like, yeah, it was like one season. I was like, oh, no, that's doable.
That's a lie.
2 season? That's still doable.
Yeah, it is doable. And you know, I think you're really gonna like it. There's a point like around episode like 8 or 9 where you're just like fucking hooked. Like you just can't stop watching it. You know, like
gonna watch the Carlos the Taiju? Yeah, most likely. If she hasn't seen it. Do that and also.
And then we should watch the Death Note movie together.
Oh, really? Okay.
I've never seen it. The shitty.
The live action one.
Yeah, the American one.
Oh, maybe. I'll
be
down.
The Japanese one's good. Actually, it's weird, but it's good. They kind of changed some plot points up here and there.
I've been watching Evangelion like in the background, kind of like as I've been like modeling like these things I've been 3D printing. I've just been like watching on the side
with Willem Dafoe Taichi. Yeah.
Oh, really? No way.
He's Ryuk, the big demon.
Interesting. I don't know who that is, but I guess I'll find out.
That's the Green Goblin.
Oh yeah, I know who he is. Yeah.
Oh okay. Yeah.
I thought I told you about in Death Note.
Oh okay. Yeah, you'll see.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. So yeah, I was watching Evangelion and I realized I don't have the Evangelion movie, the end of Evangelion movie.
Dude, where is it? I know I own it.
You own it?
Yeah, we own it. Like that's how we watched it. Like or I own
how
it.
How do we watch it?
I own it. I keep saying I had it on DVD, but I don't see it on the fucking.
Yeah. Who do you
shelf?
Think has it?
I feel like I let someone borrow it, and I just never remembered who it was I let borrow it.
Oh, Taichi has it on this plug, so maybe I'll just check it out there.
Yeah, but that's bullshit.
But I want it, though.
I want my
thing.
Physical copy again.
Do you want this physical copy? I might go and find one myself, like just like I did for freaking Slayers, and what else did I get? Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
Just so I can have it, because Wags, I thought Wags had it, but he didn't have
Look,
it.
Who has
it? But I did borrow his Evangelion recently, so I have
it. Who did I let borrow it, man? I gotta figure it out, dude.
Oh, no.
I gotta figure it out.
But I definitely want to go watch that again, and then go and see if we can watch, you know, 1.0 and all that all over again, too.
Even get, I think doesn't Aaron was it Aaron that has your DVDs though Steve I think
Maybe
Aaron I think Aaron has your DVDs right Steve am I wrong
and Steve has some of your DVDs
no he didn't have mine oh. Like, I think someone I don't know.
And then aside from that oh yeah freaking start playing this freaking Digimon Wags I don't think you've been here since the beginning but I picked up Yellow and Blue I got Matt and TK and I picked up 4 boosters from Emerald Knights.
We're going to open them after the podcast.
I got 1.0 and 1.5. So I got 2 each of those. So I'll check that out. Maybe start loading it this weekend. I don't know. We'll see. See how I feel. And check out that Pac-Man 99 on the Switch. And do the usual stuff I usually do. Are you selling one to DJ? I think DJ said he wanted Matt. Or not Matt. Oh, my God.
Ty.
He wanted Ty, I believe, is what he said.
And I want Matt.
And T actually wants Matt, so I might just give it to him.
Gabumon's well my taught. Motherfucker, you know?
Yeah, okay.
All right. Works out. That being said, you guys, this is Unfocused 259.
I called TK. Fuck him.
Oh, shit. Drama.
All right. All right, that's right.
Yeah, Unfocused.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Wednesday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, the audio version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
collision28.com/discord.
It's over!
Spotify.
Don't forget to subscribe!